your minds up to imagine how thankful he is and how enormous this God is that we are sat before this morning, okay? So this is my interpretation, and my voice will indicate a hope, a perspective. You can go back and read it and put your own on it in due course, all right? Psalm 18. So in my mind, David was often in the cave, wasn't he, after he'd had a fight with Saul, Saul keeping out the way. So in my mind, he's still nervous, and he's in a place where he's still frightening. And so he's hidden from Saul and his soldiers. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my defender. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. Now this is life coming up. The cords of death entangle me. The torrents of destruction overwhelm me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confront me. In my distress, I call to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before his ears. The earth trembled and quaked. The foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils, consuming fire from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him. The dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot arrows and scattered the enemies. Greatness, in other words, you know, you and me and our life's problems. Great bolts of lightning routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed. The foundations of the earth lay bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils, he reached out down for me. From on high, he took hold of me. He drew me out of the deep waters. He rescued me from powerful enemies, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. And I've lost my place. He rescued me because he delights in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. Really, David? According to the cleanliness of my hands, he has rewarded me. Really, Piers? For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil from turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. At least he prayed. At least he called out. I have been blameless before him. I have kept myself from sin. Really? David? The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hand in his sight. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the poor, you show yourself pure. To the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble. You bring those whose eyes are down, those whose eyes are haughty. Yes, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. with my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the law is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? Who is the rock except our God? That is the God that looks out for you and me when we feel life's entangling seaweed. It reminds me of Jonah, did it you? Being dragged down. So let's just pray together then.